Welcome to Easy AI Digital Card Decks. In this video, I'm going to give you an overview of what we're going to be covering in the video training portion of this course. So welcome. And this particular course has the video training. It has the prompts or the card deck bot that's going to allow you to create your card deck very fast and easy in terms of your overall framework and the meanings of each card. It also comes with a PDF that's going to be focusing on the actual market for these decks, the best types of decks to create, etc. So I think the best way in terms of going through this course is to read through the PDF and make some notes and some decisions about what type of card decks you want to create. In this particular training, we're going to be focusing a lot on creating very heavy image theme decks. So that will be the main focus, where it will be the types of decks where it's predominantly an image and you might have a few keywords on the card deck. And that covers a lot of different types of decks. You can do educational knowledge type decks where people are learning things based on images. You can do affirmation decks, again, where it's more focused on images. You can do decks that have exploration, self-help types of things. And again, I just encourage you to go through the PDF because that's going to go over the different types of decks and how much they sell and things like that. So that's the focus with this, but you can use this training and the included bot and tools to create pretty much any type of deck. Whether you want to do decks that have just more writing on each card, whether you want to do decks that are focused more on games, flashcards, it's really up to you. So when you get started with this, you're going to decide on the purpose and type of deck, your topic or keyword, and how many cards you want in the deck. And then you will use the included prompts or the included bot. And what that's going to do, it's going to almost instantly create information. Once you just put in your topic and the number of cards you want, it's going to tell you a great overall style for your deck look, all the card names and meanings. And then once you've approved that, it will then come back to you again with detailed art prompts for each card. And that just makes creating a deck quickly and easily because you're going to have a great framework to start with. You're going to have the overall feel of the deck. You're going to have all the card names, all the card meanings, and then you're going to have the art prompts. So once you have your art prompts, then you bring those over to whatever AI art generator you want to use, or you don't have to use an AI art generator. If you want to create the images yourself, you certainly can do that too. I do talk about three in this course. The first one's playground.com. It has a free version with 50 images a day. The pay version is $12 a month. Now, Playground, I think even nearly a year ago, they let you do almost 1,000 images a day. So they've really put the grip, the vice on the free option, but you can still use it and it's still pretty good. So if you don't want to pay for an image generator, if you don't want to do that, I suggest starting with playground.com. I like it a lot. I use it a lot to do things with, even at the free level. The second one is openart.ai. This is a very good value because it's, again, if you do the annual, it's only $6 a month at their lowest paid level, which includes a lot of image credits, or you can do $12 a month if you're just doing monthly. What I like about this are a few different things. It has a lot of different styles to choose from. So once you get your overall theme look back from the bot or the prompt, you can basically just go over there and pick a style that would sort of match what it suggests. You know, whether you want whimsical or serious or, you know, whatever you want it to look like. So it makes it look like very fast and easy. It also has a bulk uploader where you can upload a spreadsheet. So again, once you have your specific card image prompts, you can actually cut and copy and paste those into the spreadsheet. It does have an image limit. I think it's like 30 or something. So you might have to do like two spreadsheets depending on how many cards you have, but you can upload that and then it'll just create them all. So again, that makes it very fast and very easy. And then there's good old Midjourney, which is sort of the gold standard for this type of image creation. And I do think it does have the highest level of quality. Now they do have a new web version. I think it's in beta, but when I'm showing the demo here in the videos, that's the version I'm using. And it is a lot easier to use because you don't have to type in so many prompts. It's more of a visual menu and you just select. And that's $12 a month for basic with no privacy, which means people who are on there can see your images, which I'm not thrilled with. Even Playground at the free version has an option for privacy. But again, the quality is very good, so you could get started with that as well at that level. Once you have your images, you download them. And so they're not really your card yet. They're your images. And I mentioned upscaled here because most of these will allow you to upscale any image you select. So you'll want to do that just to get as much quality as possible. And then I suggest you bulk convert them to 300 DPI and convertdpi.com. And you don't have to get super granular about like image size and quality because card deck images are relatively small. For example, if you're doing wall art, then you would really want to make sure you had your correct pixel size and the images, you know, you'd want to really check they're looking good at a larger scale. But with card deck images, the quality with this, if you follow this workflow, will be fine. And then you go over to Canva and you can drop them into templates or you set up your own. I do provide additional templates in the quick start. In this particular main course, you do get basic templates. You upload the cards, or the images, I guess I should say, drop them into the templates, and then you make them into cards by adding it on if you want the name of the card and any keywords. You can also add borders. I tend not to do borders, even though they do make it look a little more card-like, just again, because I like to be able to see more of the image on the card. You'll see that as I walk through. And then you're pretty much set with that as far as you having those done. So it's relatively easy, especially as you do it more. You don't have to use Canva, but that's what I use. I'm not a graphic designer, and I think you'll see that as you watch me go through the video over my shoulder that I'm not a designer. You know, it's definitely something where anybody can do this. And then you'll also want to include a card back design. You can do one or two. You can do a basic image, which is what I show in the demo. Like a solid color on and then an image, or you can do like a repeating design, like you might see on the back of some other card decks, like more of a busy pattern. That's really up to you. But people like to have those options included. And then you're going to be downloading this as high quality print PDF. That is the only download option in Canva that actually preserves the 300 DPI. So you will do that, and then you will then create mockups for your cards. And that also means having to download your card images a second time as JPEGs, and I show you how to do that. Again, you may have a faster and easier way to do that. It's really up to you. And then there's some additional options that I'll go through to add if you want to, but you really don't have to. It's just if you do want to add in. But in terms of actually getting your listing up and selling, primarily on Etsy, although you can sell these in other places, that's really all that you need to do. You would put your listing up. You have to disclose that it was created with the help or the use of AI. And I include a little bit of information about that. So I'm looking forward to walking through the process with you here. This whole workflow is a lot of fun, and you have a lot of room for creativity. And there's a really high demand for a lot of different types of decks. So again, to get started, I encourage you to read the PDF that's part of the course so you have an idea of what direction you want to go through. And then we'll go ahead and start the process.